This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's always here on Mondays, and his only disappointment right now is he left the WCCO radio air conditioning, which you have thoroughly enjoyed the last 90 minutes.
I was hoping you could patch me in from back there. And knock on my hair. Yeah. Is that hair again? Was that an option?
Can we get the wireless mic back there? That would be...
This feels like home, though.
Tell people where in Tennessee you grew up.
Southeast, in between Chattanooga and Knoxville.
Okay.
A little town called Cleveland.
Okay.
So this was every day in the summer for us.
Okay. How population of Cleveland was?
I think when I was growing up, around 25,000. I think it's a little bit larger now, but...
Okay.
Not super small, but certainly not big.
High school graduating class was about?
We had, I believe it was around 250.
250?
Yeah.
High school prom date, her name was, and maybe still is?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you notice that he's not saying Stephanie's last name?
Did hear that.
Very interesting. How did prom go for Chip Scoggins and Stephanie?
It went well. We had, I can't remember where we did. We probably did it in Chattanooga. Yeah, I think they had it in Chattanooga.
Not at the school?
No. Okay. No. It's like now, like, the high schools don't really hold it at their high school.
Yeah,
school,
I know, right? You're right.
They hold it at a special event. So I think, I'm almost positive we did the same thing. But other than that, pretty uneventful.
Pretty uneventful. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Main summer jobs for high school Chip Scoggins, or did you have a summer high school job?
No, I definitely did. So my dad worked at a chlorine factory, largest chlorine factory maybe in the world.
Really?
Yeah, HTH.
Okay.
And so my brother and I, in high school and college, my dad worked in the air conditioning offices, but my brother and I had to work for a painting contractor out in the plant.
That sounds like hard work to me.
I'm saying this is Tennessee summers.
Yeah.
You had to wear jeans, full Tyvek suit, the white Tyvek suit, face mask, hard hat, goggles, a ventilator.
Oh, my God.
Rubber gloves.
Do we want to be near this guy here again?
Days I thought I was going to die, literally die.
How hot did it feel in that full suit?
Like 1,000.
Oh, jeez.
And when we were in the college days... We weren't particularly smart. There'd be nights where we stayed out, and we had to be there, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So there were days where I'd literally sweat Corona.
Well, I got to be honest. If I know I'm going there, I'm going to have a little bit of fun for my sanity. Now, I probably didn't feel good about that decision of 5:15 when the alarm went off.
It was tough. Now, I will say this. We went back with a lot of money to school, which was nice.
Yeah.
So we made a good, we had a good salary, but it was...
Was your dad skimming off the top? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we were expected to work hard and
that's, it matters.
Be there every day. And
that's good.
You don't embarrass your dad at a place where he got you a job, helped get you a job. And so it was, put it this way, I was so thankful every year when we got to go back to college.
Yeah. How many years did you do this?
Three, four.
Yeah. Felt like 30 or 40?
Yeah, it took years off my life.
Oh, my God. Okay. Did you have a job while you were in college during this college year?
No. We could, because we made enough money, we could just focus on school. Yeah. And as one thing my parents always said, we don't want you to have a job.
Yeah. Concentrate on while you're here.
Concentrate on your school, have fun, and then work really hard in the summer and make enough money.
Your latest column is on college football. I talked a little bit about that with Patrick. Let's go to the Gophers part of this.
Sure.
Okay. Now, last year, the two of us probably had 5 Monday conversations either leading up to it and then early in the season. Is PJ going to let Ethan throw the rock Is he going to stay true to his system? And do the Gophers finally have a quarterback?
Yeah.
And I'll admit, when we saw a little bit of Ethan the year before, there were a half dozen passes where you kind of went, whoa.
Yeah.
There might be something here.
Yeah.
As it turned out, at least for the Gophers last year, there wasn't a lot from Ethan. So now we got a new guy. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question. Let's use the modern terminology. Will PJ let Max cook? And how convinced are you he's going to be a top-flight chef?
I think you're reading my column from Thursday, the advanced column. I will believe it when I see it. I will be the first one to admit I was wrong about Ethan Calicmanis. I thought he would flourish here. I thought he'd have a big-time career. I just saw, like you said, the limited action we saw the year before, his size, I just thought, man, this is – and it just did not
– He was athletic, too.
Yeah, it just did not work here. I don't know if that's all about him, if it was all about him, the situation, the coach, what, you know. We'll find out more this year when he plays at Rutgers.
Yeah.
But with Max Brosmer, I will say they have not been bashful in raising expectations, both P.J. and Greg Harbaugh, the offense coordinator. And P.J., I was out there for one of their opening practices, and or maybe it was the time of quit, but P.J. told reporters that kind of floated, it'd be, you know, he threw out the idea of completing 70% of their passes. And that raised my eyebrows because that has not been done by a Gopher quarterback. Now, Tanner Morgan
in his great year, how close was it?
65, 66.
Okay.
But it wasn't a ton
that's
of
still a pretty good jump, by the way.
But that, yeah, and that, by him throwing that out, kind of told me or indicated to me that we're going to see a lot of the similar concepts or the way that Tanner played and used that year in 2019. You think about it, it felt like they threw 100 slant passes a game.
Constantly. Now, I'll also say this. I like those wide receivers that Tanner was throwing to, and those guys so far are not on this roster.
Well, no. And if you go back and look, and PJ told me this last year, and I went back and checked it out, the number of attempts that Tanner had that year versus other years was not demonstrably different. They were just more efficient. He had two NFL wide receivers who caught him and turned him into things.
And by the way, Chris Altman Bell wasn't bad Altman himself.
So they were efficient. The attempts that they got, they made the most of. Yeah. So I think you're going to see Max Brosner, his DNA where he came from at New Hampshire was rhythm. Get the ball out of his hands quick. I don't want to call him just a check down,
check down Charlie.
But I think you're going to see more running backs incorporated, more quick hitting stuff, more slants. Try to get him into rhythms where you get that completion percentage high, because I don't think they're ever going to be a high volume throwing team.
I can't.
But you got to be more efficient. They, Chad, for 2 years they've been one of the worst passing offenses in major college football in terms of production and in terms of attempts.
How many Mondays have we been here saying they're near the bottom, and they should do that? But I also read a story and saw a soundbite where he was just raving about the running back depth he has.
Yeah.
And Taylor, when he was healthy last year, looked really good. And, you know, it looked like he might leave. Fleck did a good job keeping some guys. He has options. I just need to see the first, maybe it's even North Carolina in a few days, where all of a sudden Max has some good throws, but he also has his second interception. It's the third quarter. And is he going to stay true to him? Because my gut tells me the next two series, it's run.
And that's what PJ has done in the past or here in recent years. If they had a drop pass or an incompletion, or it stumbled somehow with the passing game, he would just shut it down and say, we're going to run the ball, we're better. And you can take that approach in the Big Ten West and have fairly decent success.
That's over.
That's gone, and you're not going to take a step as a program and be more competitive in this new Big Ten if you're just so dependent on the running game. You have to have a modern offense. You have to be able to have more balance than what they've shown. So we'll see if he – that is the true test, and you brought it up. It's like it's one thing to say it. It's another when it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And let's
say it's a game where you're thinking, we got to win this one.
100%.
You know?
And it hasn't all been quarterback. I mean, their receivers dropped so many passes.
Last.
They just were so inconsistent. But if it's 3rd and 6 and you have to do it, you can't just run the ball all the time. You have to be able to complete that with a pass.
Okay, so let's stay with the Big Ten West conversation, because the true most passionate Fleck defenders will go overboard with the numbers and their record. And let me be clear about this. I think Fleck has done a lot of good things at the U of M. But when you compare who he had to play with the two obvious comparisons, there is no comparison. There is no comparison with what Glenn Mason had to face and even the early part of Jerry Kill. So if people want to have a debate, and there's some lined up who say Fleck has been the best, and some lined up and say Kill, some lined up and say Mason, I think it's fair. I'm a Mason guy of those three, okay? But I just think the diehard Fleck folks, when they cite the record the last few years and when the Big Ten West has been putrid and they had, what, three opportunities to get to the Big Ten championship game and let it go down their leg. That has to be a full context conversation.
Yeah, and I went back last year and looked at the number of times each year that Minnesota had to play Ohio State, Michigan, and or Penn State. And if you look back at Mace's first couple years, he played all three.
Yeah.
And there were not many years where Fleck has had to play two of them. Well, that's changing now. Now you're going to play more tough teams. The West is gone. You know, you're adding USC. You're adding Washington. Well, I will say, I don't know if it's apples and oranges comparison, but when you're talking about these coaches and who is better, Fleck is dealing with a whole different ballgame when you're talking about NIL and transfer portal that previous coaches didn't have to deal with. That's made it a lot more challenging to coach in today's climate than I think previously when there's more roster certainty than what coaches face now.
Okay, so let me push back a little because you're right. But if you take that and then you take the facility, the stadium, the money he has for assistance,
all better.
All massively better than Mason had.
100%. Like the things that were really a negative with Mace, the facility, the stadium, those are now positives, right? Yeah. You can recruit to those. But I think you'd be remiss if you didn't say
no.
It's a different landscape. So I don't know if it's apples or oranges. It's just different. But
it's hard.
But in terms of scheduling, for sure, the Big West made it more manageable than what, because you're not facing those other teams. Now, I will say this. I do hope the Big Ten somehow, and it doesn't have to be at 20 schools, but they bring divisions back in some capacity to give it.
They're going to, right?
Because otherwise, there's going to be four or five teams every year that have something to play for.
Yeah, and I'm not forgetting what happened so often in late October or November with Mason either, right? I'm not saying, you know, he was Joe Paterno. I just think people have forgotten a little bit the challenge he faced. All right, let's get to the Vikings with Chip Scoggins. Check out his outstanding work on a regular basis in the Star Tribune. I'm going home at some point, and I'm picking up Q, and then I'm going to my house, which has air conditioning from K&S Heating Air, and I am going to be so happy because I can trust K&S Heating Air on a regular basis. Most of the time I leave the house, everybody else is gone. I turn that air conditioner higher. Not today, Chipper. I kept that air nice and cool because I want to come back to a cool house after spending about 5 hours out here when it's 177 degrees. KSheating.com. They still have such a fantastic deal available to you. Remember this number, $7,795. That's what you pay for a high-efficient Lennox air conditioner and furnace, and certain qualified buyers, guess what? 0% interest for 12 months. Reach out right now during the break. Go online, ksheating.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are killing me, Tubbsy, with this music today. 24 past 2. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. In about 10 minutes, Chip is here. Okay, I think your paper kind of did more of a where are we at. They did the 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. Some other outlets did. What did we learn about the game against Philly? I didn't watch a second. I will say this. I saw enough people, including our guy Judd. The TV radio column in Judd will never, ever, ever, ever leave him.
Nope.
So I was out playing miserable golf, okay? And then I came back, and I record. It's automatically recorded, and I thought, yeah, am I going to watch this? Well, then I follow our guy Judd. He's like, Kevin O'Connell could be John Madden or something. He had him down as like the great. So I literally did my work, didn't watch any plays, but just listened to O'Connell with P.A. and Bursich. And you know what? He was pretty good.
That's all the reviews are. He was really good.
He was pretty darn good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, we all love being able to see behind the scenes and behind the curtain and see what coaches are thinking in real time and talking. Now, I know it's not high stress like an actual game, but you do get, I think, I didn't see it, but from what I heard,
you get a little feel.
You get some insight to what kind of his process, thinking is and strategy and what he expects to see on certain plays or whatever. So it was, I'm glad that the Vikings allowed them to do that, because I thought,
I agree,
game one, I thought Jefferson was outstanding.
Yep.
With Paul talking to him and then Harrison and the second game in this one. So it gave fans something different than just, a boring preseason.
Why am I paying attention?
Yeah. So
obviously by far the headline of preseason is JJ's done for the year. Outside of that, what's the second headline? Is there anything?
Well, I think the second headline to me is probably all the changes that they're trying to make with the cornerbacks to get that position.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out and
they're trying. They
signed five veteran cornerbacks. I don't think I've ever seen that with one
position in a training camp
to try to solve a problem. But to me, I mean, that position group is the biggest, the biggest unknown is the quarterback. And the X factor in what this season to me, what the final record is going to be. Because I'm just curious to see what version of Sam Darnold we're going to see. And honestly, Chad, I have no clue.
So let's say today, if the two of us sat down and ranked quarterbacks 1 through 32, I mean, is he 28th, 29th, 30th? He's probably somewhere in there, right?
Well, and this is where you this is the fascinating thing about him is, I don't think it's all talent. I don't think it's all feel for the play. I mean, you can explain away some of his struggles.
Yeah, you can.
You can say, well, the talent wasn't there, or the coaching, or this, or that.
Right.
And you're probably true, but you can't absolve him of all of the problems.
No, and I'm saying, I agree with you 1,000%. It's not just, hey, I mean, the best talent he had was last year in San Francisco, and he barely played.
Yeah.
He played part of one game. Okay. But I think if you honestly had a draft, I can't imagine he goes higher in 26, 27. So here's what I'm saying. Let's say if he has an average NFL year, if you're going to say he's somewhere 16, 17, 18, well, to quote PA, let's play. Now that is also buying into that Flores, who pulled off magic last year, sometimes you can only go so far.
Yeah.
It does seem like, even after losing Daniil, who just was a monster again last year, that up front, they're going to be better with Grenard and Turner and Van Ginkle and Cashman and some other places. But again, cornerback, roll the dice.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I think they will be. I think they're deeper. I think they're faster. I think they have more versatility along their defense. So I think they're going to be better. And Flores, you take out, last month, I think the injuries caught up with him, their lack of depth caught up with him. Teams started to figure out his creative, all the different things he was doing.
They didn't forget that, by the way.
No. And so, but I think he has more kind of chess pieces to play with. I'm really excited to see what he does with Dallas Turner, because I think he's kind of a special athlete. It basically comes down to what can Kevin O'Connell get out of Sam Darnold when he's surrounded by Now, the wide receiver situation now with Addison's injury and possibly a suspension and T.J. Hockenson being hurt. But I think we're going to see more commitment to the running game.
Will we? I mean, it's almost the opposite of P.J., right?
It has to be.
Well, I know. I thought I heard that last year, O'Connell. And it didn't happen. And I know Jones finished the last five games all over 100.
He looks good, Chad.
And everybody tells me that exact same thing. When you see him in person, he looks really good. I get a little wary what a team gives up on a guy, and he just finished the year with five 100-yard carries.
Yeah, particularly when you saw the way he carried that offense down
yes.
the stretch. He was great.
Yes.
When he came here, you saw it.
Money was a factor,
and he wasn't going to budge off what they were willing to pay him, and so that played a part in it. But I just watching him in training camp, he looks explosive, he looks healthy, and so I don't know, much like we talked about PJ, is in O'Connell's DNA that he just does not want to run the ball,
yeah.
Or was it, you know,
who they have?
Dalvin, they felt, you know, negative runs,
yeah.
And then Madison, they just whiffed on, they missed on him being a feature back, he just wasn't. It didn't come through for him, so I don't know. But here's the thing. They have to be more committed to the run because you can't put all that on Sam Darnold's shoulders.
We have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
We have the same hazmat suit that you wore in high school and college. We want you to wear that around the fair the next hour and a half. Dave, bring it out. Oh, we don't have it?
I'm sweating enough now.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Look at Cook. I'm going to wear that the last 20 minutes.
The fan. Yeah.
Cook has the fan. I'll run inside. By the way, who's that guy right there? You see the
guy? Dr. Burns.
That is the greatest
doctor
on the planet right there. The greatest doctor on the planet, Sheldon Burns. They don't get better than that guy right there. 100%. It's 232 on WCCO. She's saying, I don't want that 100th album. I want that. That should be the lead item on the WCCO Radio double album.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to sell any, get it done. Let's go to the air-conditioned headquarters, a man who really is dead to us. I mean, why aren't you... Fry, if you're going to be part of Overrated, you should be out here today.
I will tell you, and this will be no shock to you, it is just as humid in the studio as it is out there. It feels like the rhino scene from Ace Ventura where he's stuck in the rhino. That's what it feels like in here today.
I believe you 1,000%.
Chris and I have our shirts off. It's how hot it's here.
God.
We're making our own calendar.
Yes, I've called for this all with safety. And that Marty Davis's Cambridge Gallery somehow holds up. Implode that building. Nobody's in it. That baby's got to come down. All right, Mark, you are first up. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Well, Chad, I have a bit of a bone to pick with you here today. You have departed the Fantasy Football League, and it's a little upsetting, I think. Too bad.
Two in a row, baby.
Yeah.
2 years in a row. Are you familiar with John Wooden, Mark?
I've heard the name.
John Wooden was running the UCLA Bruins, Dave.
Yeah, you could coach him up.
And they just kept winning. They just kept winning.
Yeah.
So his last year when they were going to win again, and he did, John Wooden stepped away. I think I was a part of the CCO Fantasy Football League for about 8-9 years. I won it 3 of the years.
Wow.
1 year I would have won it, but I had girlfriend issues. Yeah. So
classic.
I had that drama taking place. I would have made a number of adjustments with my schedule. Again, I'm a great man at pointing fingers. And so I really would have won it 4 out of 9 years. I felt like it was time, Mark, to let others try to win. I just don't care about the Jaguars' fourth receiver anymore.
That's too bad.
I should, and I don't know if we could ever agree on the day to have the draft. And the last year I drafted, I had a buddy driving me home from Northland. My internet was going in and out. Again, so I pointed fingers at
yep.
the internet.
Yep.
You know?
Big internet.
Yeah.
Letting you down.
Sounds like a you problem.
It wasn't you. I basically had pointed fingers at everybody possible. There was no one else to blame but me, so I decided, let me run before that happened.
Well, I had a great punishment that I was going to propose if you were part of this this group this year, but I'm not going to...
Sauerkraut days?
No, I was going to say next year, whoever loses has to perform the Chad Hartman overrated, underrated, properly rated theme song at the...
That's pretty good.
...at the talent show at the State Fair. But
shouldn't the winner be get to do
that? The winner
that?
Should get that.
Yeah, that's a privilege.
Some
punishment.
Winners
are
we, can be losers are we, sometimes.
Are we full with the league yet, or do we still need any
I think
people?
It's closed. $10,000 buy-in now, so
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Don't start the draft till I get there, Mark.
We will hold off. All right, I will do my one underrated, and you guys were talking college football in your past segment. Last week, maybe the best story to come out of the week. Is it week zero in college football? I can't remember what they call it.
Yes, I hate that, too. It's stupid in high school, too.
So
PJ loved it also.
It's bizarre. So Delaware State had to travel like 10 million miles to go to Hawaii last week, and they missed their flight.
Oh, jeez. But they still drove to Hawaii. Is that what you're telling me? I mean,
no, row the boat. They rowed the boat to Hawaii. And
Can I just jump in for a second? First man out here without a shirt on. I mean, he looks good, too, by the way. Bravo!
Wow.
Let's go. Tremendous. Yeah, I can't fault him. Okay, so what flight did they get instead?
So I think they had to stay overnight at JFK and get an additional flight like Wednesday for their Saturday game, where they got paid, I think, handsomely to play Hawaii, by the way, and lose to the Rainbow Warriors. But, man, that's a tough draw in the first week to miss your flight that's like takes forever to get there.
I also, Harrigan, I would want to play Hawaii if I'm going from Delaware in November.
That'd be better.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't need the late August Hawaii game, which is why they're paying them, because they can't get anybody else to go to Hawaii in late August.
I hear they're a big draw in Hawaii, though.
The Hens?
Bad blood.
No, they're not the Hens. No, they're
the Hornets.
Hornets.
Yes.
Too many Hornets. Let's be honest.
Yeah, come on.
Get rid of it. Okay, do you have one more?
I will say overrated. Everything that has to do with insurance, we're going through the renewal process, it's whether you're trying to use insurance or renew it, it all just stinks. And I think about why I didn't learn about like insurance, basic insurance terminology in high school. I mean, I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs wondering what half of this stuff even means. So, and they send you like 10,000 pages of stuff that you only need like 4 pages.
Is there any insurance? I guess if you use it as an investment...
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm a little dubious on that myself because a lot of people go to me for financial questions.
Naturally.
Car insurance. Right now, to insure your car in Minnesota, about $1 million.
Yeah,
at least. It's just jumped up astronomically. Homeowners insurance. And then, as I've been reminded, I've been dealing with a Quinton insurance issue for a procedure that happened October.
Yikes.
Last October, and it is a classification of surgery versus dental. Because Quentin, with his health issues, DIRC1A, genetic syndrome, he has to have this done at a hospital. So it should have been counted as a dental procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Someone checked the wrong box. So that started this odyssey. Then... in May, we thought we had it resolved. We sent them all the guardianship information. Now they just turned us down because Quentin hadn't okayed it. So now I have to explain. He has autism. Where's his guardian? So, yeah, all insurance. Dead to me.
That's
all I
got. I
mean, you ever feel...
Yeah.
Sometimes the people are nice. But how often do you ever feel very good when you talk about your insurance?
Never.
Never. That's about right. It's a 46 past 2. You want to chime in with something related to overrated, underrated, properly rated? You certainly can. Drusha's going to follow us. When Jason's on, it'll be 164 degrees. Right here on the home of the Twins. Please, for the love of God, we're not advertising the 91 World Series rematch, are we? We're not doing that, are we?
Why not?
Oh.
Do we do 87 with the Cardinals?
I don't think we did. And let's not do a border battle when the Wolves play the Bucks.
Oh, I love that border battle.
That's not a border battle. Back in moments on CCO.
This girl is on fire.
Couple of things. I want to thank Senior Helpers. They have sponsored today. They've been talking to folks all day. They've been very kind. They help ease your mind with complimentary in-home care assessments. So, again, think of Senior Helpers next time you face a challenge like this. Let's also not forget the news that broke on the show that is incredibly intriguing. That Bob Fletcher, the Ramsey County Sheriff, who's very, very plugged in, seemed extraordinarily confident that Keith Ellison, in the 2026 election, the state's attorney general, is going to run against Mary Moriarty for Hennepin County attorney. I'm still a little flabbergasted by that one.
Yeah, that was a... And that was not, I think this is going to happen.
I know. And Fletcher also was very complimentary of Ellison and not complimentary of Moriarty. So let's see how that plays out. All right, what do you have, sir?
Start with, well, this might be the last time we speak with Mark Fry, certainly on this segment, the overrated, overrated segment before.
Oh, I got big money riding on you, Fry.
Yeah, that little Fry comes, right?
Yeah.
You're predicting September 2nd in the pool,
listen,
right?
Listen, I'm going with Labor Day, that your wife delivers the baby. That is also my son's 28th birthday. Let's just say if the baby is not delivered on September 2nd, this show is done with the baby. Right away.
Well, let's just say that. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that's fine by me.
Well, let's just say this. I don't know what you are 1 to 10 feeling right now on preparedness for this baby to arrive, but whatever that number is, Mark,
lower.
Just know it's overrated because you are not ready. Chad, you know what it feels like.
Chance.
Three times over.
No chance.
Bringing the baby home. I will never forget
all worth
the
it.
Baby in the crib for the first time thinking this crib didn't look so big until that tiny baby is in there. Good luck to you because you are not prepared.
First of all, every second is worth it. The story I tell also, and ask Jason to chime in too. This is Hunter, number one. And, you know, they bring Kathleen down in a wheelchair, just standard operating procedure. They bring Hunter down, and we drive about 100 feet. And we stop, and she goes, "What's wrong?" And I go, "What are we going to do?" She's like, "What do you mean? Forgot something?" I go, "No. There is a child in the back of our car, and no one from the hospital is coming with. What are we going to do?" Now, by the look on his face, it sounds like he said, "I had it down right away.
No big deal. I don't know." Everybody acts like they're the first person in the history of man to come home with a child. Like, how are we going to do this? You just do it. What is everyone so worried about?
You want to know why?
My God.
Because he was reviewing restaurants and working 16 of the 18 years. I mean,
as far as I know, everything went great.
It seems like it's great.
I don't know. Back in the old days, the man came home from work and said, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
Yeah. Here's what Alyssa told me. Often Jason would come home and say, "Okay, which one of you is Sam? Which one of you is Seth again? I got to try to get these right."
It is one of those crazy moments where there is a before and an after. And before, there is no child in your house. And after, you're like, just yesterday, I didn't have a child. It is crazy.
It is amazing. All right, Dave, you got one more?
Yeah, I'll go quick. Last one. Reaching, at least seeing your dreams as they approach. Is underrated, and that's speaking about my wife's very talented cousin. Her name is Monique. She's a great musician. She's, I think, 24, has been playing bars around town for quite a while, moved down to Nashville just about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, has recorded a couple songs. She's got a couple singles out. This weekend, she opened with Sundown 47.
They opened
the Zach Bryan show at U.S. Bank.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
She got to join that band, play in front of, you know, how many tens of thousands that were there watching.
50,
right? Incredibly cool for her.
That is great. So I decided today, because it's gross out here, I was going to get the fan and water combo, right? Turn the fan on, you know.
Spritz.
Get a little spritz, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to the nearby Target, I don't know, Massive Land, it should be called. I mean, it's just so enormous. So I go in there, and I see one of the many in the red shirt. And I go, "Do you have those fans, you know, that water?" And he goes, "Nope, we don't have those." I go, "Do you know what I'm talking about?" He goes, "Nope, I've never heard of it." He goes, "We got them back there, but you plug in all your fans."
You
got
to plug it in.
I go, "No, sir, there's really a fan. You put water in there."
The battery.
Never heard of it. So I find it, Yes, did I look for 2 minutes to show the guy? Yes, I did. So my vengeance, I think, is properly rated, and I couldn't find the guy.
Tremendous.
Then, like a dope, I forget to get AA batteries. Mm. And I'm like, pat myself on the back. By the way, I've used it like for 17 seconds. I went to 3 gas stations to find a AA battery to use this twice, and by the time I need to use it again, I will have lost it.
Thanks. All the way to the car. You can enjoy that thing for the next time.
I will be spritzing you constantly outside. Jason, we'll talk a little canopy. And then I think we have a bread person early on. Is that what I heard? Did they bring some bread?
Probably not, but...
Dang it.
Yeah, hurtful.
Yeah. Jason, he'll take you home. It's 274 degrees on Newstalk 830 CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.